This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Cambodian officials say at least 13 construction workers are dead after a building collapsed under construction in the coastal city of Sihanoukville. Another 23 people were injured. The workers were sleeping on the second floor of the seven-story building early Saturday morning when they said that incident happened. Survivors said 50 to 60 workers used the building as their housing. The project was to be a condominium and was owned by a Chinese investor. Police have detained four people for questioning about the collapse. U.S. President Trump said that Saturday he planned major new sanctions against Iran to take effect Monday without providing any details. Huddling with administration officials at the presidential retreat at Camp David, He announced the move in a tweet.
The operation was expected to begin Sunday and would have targeted people with final orders of removal, including families whose immigration cases had been fast-tracked by judges. But Saturday afternoon, President Trump tweeted from Camp David that he was delaying the sweep for 2 weeks at the request of Democrats. He says he hopes that will give lawmakers time to work out solutions to the border issues, which he identified as the asylum and loophole problems. In her own tweet, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says time is needed for comprehensive immigration reform, and the delay is welcome. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Ethiopian officials say the chief of staff of the army has been shot. However, there are no details on his condition or where the shooting occurred exactly. The reported shooting of the defense official came hours after what officials described as an attempted coup in Ethiopia's Samar State. Residents in the capital say they heard heavy gunfire. It is unclear who was behind the unrest. This is VOA News. U.S.-Iran tensions continue to escalate Saturday as Iran warned it would react sharply to any perceived aggression against it, and U.S. President Donald Trump vowed to impose more sanctions on the Islamic Republic. Mr. Trump told reporters at the White House before leaving for Camp David that we're putting additional sanctions on Iran in an effort to prevent the country from obtaining nuclear weapons.
Iran right now is an economic mess. They're going through hell. The sanctions have hit them hard. More sanctions are going to be put on, a lot more. It's hard to believe you can even put on, but it's a mess. All I want is no nuclear weapons.
Mr. Trump also said that military action against Iran was still a possibility that could be put on the table depending on what they do. Anti-Russian protesters gathered in the center of Georgian capital for the third day of demonstrations Saturday. Thousands of people with banners and placards calling Russia an occupier state, mocking President Vladimir Putin, peacefully listened to speeches from improvised staged in front of the parliament building. Miriam Kashvili was one of the protesters.
And it's a clear message to Russia that we don't need Russia and Russian satellites in our government. They destroy our sovereignty and they destroy our independence. So this is a protest. We are a free generation, we are independent generation, and we want freedom.
Georgia and Russia earlier traded blame for an outbreak of unrest in the area sparked by the visit of a Russian lawmaker, which led to police using tear gas and rubber bullets to stop furious crowds. Clashes between the police and protesters led to hundreds of injuries and arrests on Thursday. Tensions between Moscow are running high, and on Friday, Putin signed a decree suspending Russian passenger flights from Russia to Georgia from July 8th to protect people from what the Kremlin called criminal actions. The Greek Orthodox Church of the United States has installed its first new leader in 20 years.
51-year-old Elpithophoros Lambriniadis, a native of Istanbul and a longtime theology professor in Greece, was enthroned as archbishop in an elaborate ceremony at the Cathedral of the Holy Trinity in Manhattan. Many Greek Americans from across the U.S. came to New York for the event.
My heart, my soul, and my mind are ready and eager to embark on this great challenge and charge that our thrice holy God has granted to me by his grace.
The Archbishop's top priority is completing construction of the St. Nicholas National Shrine next to the World Trade Center. The original Greek Orthodox Church was obliterated during the September 11th attack.
Julie Walker reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA. the hits and more right here on VOA 1.